This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
BJ and Jay. The highlight of my weekend, besides like everything that was going on, was just watching that Shador nightmare happen.
I was on the golf course, and everybody in my foursome was checking their phones to see if he'd been drafted.
It was crazy. And I couldn't believe I woke up the next day on Saturday, and it's still...
I did not expect that
at all. Me either. That was just nuts.
In fact, I'll always remember where I was when Shador was drafted. I was on the sixth hole, Jamie, and I was looking for my ball in the weeds. And then I heard, he's been drafted! And all of a sudden, the ball of the weeds didn't matter anymore. Shador has been drafted.
Thank God. To Cleveland. And what did I say Friday? I go, watch him get drafted to Cleveland.
You did say that.
I did say that. Yeah. I go, watch him get drafted to Cleveland. And then you said something like, well, what? And I go, Cleveland sucks. Yeah. Like, it's the worst place you'd want me. And then he was drafted there.
As soon as I heard that he went to Cleveland, I thought of you.
You did.
Because I'm like, how the hell did you know that? Cleveland. Because he already had four quarterbacks. It's like, they're not going to draft him.
It's known as a place where quarterbacks go to die.
Yeah, I saw that tweet too.
I saw this yesterday. Here is a tweet yesterday. And if you are a Shador fan, and you think the NFL really kind of blackballed the guy, you know, and put him way down there when he should have been a top 10 pick. They're now saying fans on TikTok have pledged that they will buy Shador Sanders jerseys and all merch from his official website only and will never buy anything off the NFL site.
Really? Whoa.
Doesn't the NFL get part of the money anyway?
Well, it's trademarked.
Yeah. He can't sell his own jerseys.
I think we're being a little bit dumb about that one.
Well, he could sell jerseys that just say legendary on them instead of like Cleveland Browns or whatever.
I mean,
but what does that mean?
Yeah. Don't you want a Cleveland jersey?
Not if they're trying to support Shador. They just want his brand, right?
Well, I think it's funny that and I know we talked about this earlier, but in 2016, that basically Coach Prime said, no young quarterback should go to Cleveland.
No.
And he said, I would pull a Eli Manning if I had a young quarterback taken to Cleveland.
You could be in Hollywood and you could not write this script.
Exactly.
You could not write this script that dad dissed the Browns years ago where a quarterback never wants to be drafted to. And then your son, 15 years later, gets drafted straight to the Browns. You couldn't even write this script.
You know, it's like when I used to make fun of band kids and then my kid was in the band.
Exactly.
But he played the drums, so that's a cool guy. Cool guy move. It wasn't like the flute or the clarinet.
The oboe.
Yeah, or the oboe.
Throw him on the oboe. He's an oboe boy.
What about the fat kid that always gets that big thing?
The trombone.
The trombone. And I always feel like he's like the worst in shape, right? But he has to carry that huge thing.
Yeah.
And he's all sweaty and his cheeks are bright red. It's just sad.
The report says Shador will probably make over $5 million the first year in his clothing line.
Oh, wow. His clothing line alone?
Well, on that has, like his number or whatever on it. Yeah.
Because they said he's taking a pay cut from what he earned in college to what he's going to earn in the NFL.
Which is so sad to think of.
That's why he's got to do this.
Yes.
I also hear that before the season starts, he'll be doing DoorDash.
No, you know what? Carson told me they're not hiring.
Actually, I had a friend who she's looking for a second job, and she told us she applied to be an Uber Eats driver and DoorDash and not accepting any new employees.
Isn't that
any new drivers?
Many.
It's crazy.
They have so many.
Well, it kind of makes sense. I don't know. I don't know where they stand with their hiring practices. I did see where they started that pay in four. Did you see that?
No.
So they've teamed up with somebody.
Klarna.
Is that a banking company or something?
It's like a financing company. It's called Klarna with a K.
They'll now let you pay in four. So let's say you're going to be, you know, maybe throwing a party and you got to spend a couple of $100 on food that DoorDash is going to bring to you. You can now make it in four different payments.
No, you can finance. No.
I remember that. Yeah. Because Spadil went off on that.
Yeah, because it should be illegal.
Here it is.
You've probably seen these options online. You go to pay for something, and instead of putting one fat purchase on your credit card or debit account, you see this option to buy now and pay later. It sounds great, right? Why not spread those payments out without penalty and keep some extra money in your account for longer? But experts say that's how things begin to pile up.
Buy now, pay later is a modern-day version of what we used to call layaway.
According to Harvard Business Review, consumers who used buy now, pay later were 9% more likely to purchase an item. And the number of items they bought also increased by 10%. And get this, it wasn't just a short-term spike.
Wait, I could do layaway for my chicken wings.
You know why it's not anything close to layaway? Because I worked at the mall and we had a lot of layaway people.
Yeah.
Because people can just stop paying on it and we don't send them to collections. We just put their items that were in the back of the room. We put them back on the...
Right, this is food.
Yeah, that you've already consumed.
So you can't do that. Yeah, you can't
do that. And you'd already dutied.
No, you're exactly right. You're exactly right. And this whole pay in four, it's not new. I mean, you go to PayPal or any of those services, they have that right now.
They do.
So you could literally, they've had it for the last several years, that you could literally order, 15 pizzas and pay for it, pay by four on PayPal. It's all the same.
I don't use PayPal. I don't know.
Yeah, I don't know. I mean, I don't know what people are getting bent out of shape because it's already out there.
No, it's Spadil. Remember, he gave us all a speech about it.
Spadil, it's already there.
Because it's different, though, when it's on PayPal because now they're actually putting it in the app and it's just predatory for people who are in a position where they actually kind of need to use this stuff because they got to feed themselves and then they're just putting themselves further and further in a hole. It's a lot like advanced payday loans. Where they're just like trying to help themselves out, but it just hurts them.
Yeah,
in the
but
long
are they
run.
Getting huge interest rates? Like like those advanced.
No,
they have like 55%
interest.
There's no interest rate up front, first. But if you don't pay it fast enough, then there is an interest rate, and they're really big.
But on the first four, there's nothing.
Right.
Oh, no.
Okay. Well, no. That's if you pay it in a certain time frame.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah, if you get it paid off, like 30 days.
But if you're already in a position where you're financially, poor or whatever, are you going to be able to make those four payments in the correct time frame? Like, you're probably still going to get hit with interest if you're in a position like that.
All right, I have a different thing. What if you guys had a car, right, and it was sitting outside, and you could have it sent to somebody, and they could use it for a few hours while you're at work? Would you do that?
No.
Did you see how Tesla's going to?
Yeah,
Tesla's going to do that with Tesla owners that you can loan out your car, and it can go drive and pick up somebody, and they can use it for while you're at work.
Someone else driving my car scares the crap out of me.
We have that service,
Turo.
Yeah,
but this one comes
to get
you.
But
you're
right.
Like, my car, if I had a Tesla, or let's say a Slacker,
right,
he could come and his car would come and pick me up.
Yep. It's like your own Waymo, kind of.
Yeah. Isn't that crazy? They're starting to, they wrote the program for it already.
I don't think a lot of people would want to do that. Well, maybe some people would. I mean, you would buy a second car just for that service.
Yeah, but what if I got somebody that's like smoking in it? And,
one time I got a car on Turo, and we were smoking a bunch of weed in the car, we thought that some cops were coming up on us. So I tried to like slide down the back seat while I had like my lighter still going. And I burnt the crap out of this dude's car. And they never found it.
You are a model human.
I'm going to just turn the mic off.
Yeah. That took us down a notch.
Yeah, I don't know if that's a good kicker to go into the break.
Wow.
I got my lighter out. Tried to hit my bar.
My babe.
I'm sliding that into the seat,
Chicago.
Keep the buzz off of us.
Yeah.
Great story, Bill.
Yeah. Classy.
Yeah, so classy. Jeez.
Push
Boy, you know how to come right over the top, buddy.
Yeah, right?
Woo! Yeah. Hey, thanks, man. Yeah. And I'm glad you didn't get busted that day.
Yeah.
5 to 10 in the big house.
Just don't let other people use your car.
Okay. Oh, lesson learned. There it is.
Be relatable. BJ and Jamie. Happy Monday.
BJ and Jamie. Weekday mornings on Alice.